And so joining us from the great city of Los Angeles, California, is a personal friend of the show, and he is a sports writer for the Rebel Media Group and covers all Los Angeles sports teams. We got Chris Camello. Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
Thank you, Becker. Thank you so much for having me today, man.
Absolutely, man. How has Los Angeles been treating you?
Los Angeles is doing okay right now, Becker. It was kind of cloudy this morning, but sun is peeking through, and it kind of reminds me of where we're at with some of the LA sports teams, particularly the Lakers, where it's been a kind of a dark cloud over this team the last three seasons.
Right.
Finishing toward the bottom of the Western Conference and bottom toward the league. They've been lottery bound each of the last 3 years, but with that little bit of sun comes a little bit of hope, and now you're starting to see this team on the rise a bit.
Absolutely, man, and you touched on it, man. That's actually the first topic I want to get into is the Lakers. I know you want to talk about the World Series.
I thought I'd get a little poetic for you.
I love it. It was actually a great kickoff to this interview, and, you know, luckily for you, it's just me in the studio today. My co-host Amro is feeling a little bit under the weather. So it's just going to be a one-on-one duel. But that's good. More airtime for me and you. That's always a good thing. All right. Let's start off with your Lakers. Now, yeah. I've liked what I've been seeing. All right. Now, the season has just started. They're 1-2 on the year. Luke Walton got his first win in the first game of the year against the Houston Rockets, which is kind of a shocker. But it seems like the Lakers draft picks have been slowly but surely starting to stand out. Again, it's only been three games, but I liked what I've seen from D'Angelo Russell. You know, he leads the team in points and assists per game. I like the field goal percentage to go up a little bit. You look at Julius Randle, he's been kind of like a Swiss Army knife, less athletic, Blake Griffin-ish type of player. He's been standing out a little bit. And then I've liked what I've seen from Jordan Clarkson as well, scoring in spurts, also leads the team in steals. But you look at this, and then you also have like Brandon Ingram, the number two draft pick from the last draft, coming off the bench, and he's been dealing with a few injuries. But I like the fact that this whole nucleus is young, and you bring in a first-time head coach in Luke Walton, who had the experience of winning a champion as an assistant with the Golden State Warriors, so he has that reputation going on with him. And then you mix in a few veterans like the Luol Dangs, the Meta World Peace, the Lou Williams of the world. You signed that big contract with Timothy Mozgov in the offseason. He's been playing relatively well. What have you been seeing from this Lakers team up until this point? And do you think this nucleus, as it's constructed today, could be a nucleus that we could see have a lot of success in years to come in the NBA without the need of maybe necessarily adding a big-time free agent?
Well, I think you touched on a lot of good points with this team. What we've seen through these first three games is these guys just look free.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're playing a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident, and just a lot more poised than what we saw last year. Some of that could be having a year under their belt. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it was Julius Randle's rookie season last year. He was hurt his first year after he broke his leg on opening night, ironically enough, against the Rockets, who the Lakers played again on opening night. You got D'Angelo Russell. Obviously, there was a lot talked about him. He struggled for most of the season, was devoted to the bench, was not seeing eye to eye with Byron Scott, wasn't happy at all with Byron. But at the second half of the season, I think right after that Rising Star game, you started to see the potential of how good this kid can be in an offense that could utilize his strengths as a player, his ability to probe. He's got great vision. He could shoot the three. He could shoot the two. You know, to me, he's not always in attack mode like a guy like Russell Westbrook, who we just saw put on a show against the Lakers on Sunday, or a John Wall, or a Damian Lillard, or even a Chris Paul or a Steph Curry, you know, any of those guys. But kind of to me, he reminds me a lot of Mike Conley, and just a guy who is going to find his spot, probe, and either, you know, knock down the outside shot, or he's going to find an open teammate. So he has really looked a lot better in Luke Walton's system. Julius Randle, too. You know, these guys, they just look like they're having more fun. They look like they're out there. There's almost like a weight lifted off their shoulder. You know, Byron Scott did the best he could for those 2 years. Obviously, it was a screwy situation. But he didn't handle, and I think it's obvious right now the way they played these first three games under Luke Walton, Byron wasn't able to connect with these young guys. Mm-hmm. And that was a major problem. And what was so crazy was that he developed great players under his tutelage as an NBA head coach. Guys like Jason Kidd, we helped him get to the next level, and Chris Paul, and most recently Kyrie Irving. And yet, you know, we thought, okay, he's done it with those guys. Maybe he could do it with Russell and Carson. It didn't happen that way. There was a lot of friction, and I think the organization felt that what Luke Walton did in Golden State, if he could bring that type of style, maybe not obviously the success, but that type of up-pace, free-flowing offense where everybody is involved and you know, everyone has their opportunity to score, now you're going to start to see a little bit more excitement coming from this Lakers team. So that's what you're seeing right now. And I think the veterans, they've been doing good. I know there was a lot of dislike of the Mozgov signing and the Luol Deng signing. Those guys have been solid right now. Nick Young, we have a Nick Young side.
Yeah, right?
These are missing in action. Missing in action for 2 years under Byron. Those are probably the two worst years of his career. And now under Luke Walton, he's a starting shooting guard. And I even said that when people were saying, we got to get rid of Nick Young, get rid of Swaggy P. I'm like, hold on a minute. You're going to need some shooting. You're going to need some scoring. Let's see what Nick Young can do under Luke Walton. And so far, he's been hitting the right buttons. And Young's been playing pretty good. I mean, I can't say that his future with the Lakers is safe, but right. he's been playing well. So, and you've also got a deeper bench. Walton's going to about a 7-to-8-man bench. So you're seeing guys like Thomas Robinson, who made the team from training camp. You're seeing Tarik Black get some minutes. Larry Nance is in there. You've got Lou Williams, who's been playing very well. So, I mean, there's just a lot of guys who've been contributing to this team, even though they're out to a 1-2 start.